Well, Carson, during day touting a new manufacturing program promotion you're working on. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
Well, my bill would be somewhat similar to a bill here in Iowa, but it'd be national, and it would provide grants for training at community colleges for companies that are trying to create jobs. There's a program in Iowa that's somewhat similar, but it's also includes retraining. This would be for new jobs. And it wouldn't be necessarily just for people in Iowa. It could extend across the river, too. And that's very important for river towns that are trying to build up their workforces. I introduced it last year. We're going to be trying to go forward with it this year. You know, we've got people back to work, as you know, but the jobs are not always as good as they used to be. And manufacturing jobs are generally very good jobs, very good paying jobs. They have benefits along with them. So I went to a couple different places today, and some manufacturing places, including Clysar right here in Clinton. Just got finished with that tour. They have the shrink film there. It's a very good business. They're doing a good job. They've added some employees recently, and we've got to make sure that we do everything to promote as many of these kinds of manufacturing jobs as possible.
Would this come with to any type of manufacturing facility?
Exactly, that's right. So long as they're going to be creating new jobs, that's what we're talking about. I think we have an opportunity to bring jobs back from overseas, and with President Trump and the Congress focusing hopefully on jobs at some point, I'm urging them to do that whenever something happens in this administration. We got to get back to the basics, get it back to jobs. I'm going to do everything I can to work with folks on both sides of the aisle to get jobs back here in America.
Do you have some sponsors, some friends who will support the same kind of idea? Because I'm sure this would be a nationwide apply in every state kind of
thing. That's right. We'll be working on that, definitely.
What are the chances?
Hard to know at this point. Things are up in the air in Washington, D.C. right now. Let's put it that way. And, we've got to get kind of back to a little bit of normalcy in Washington and see what the president's going to propose for a budget and for the process going forward. But I think we've got some opportunities.
Now, Congressman Thompson, I hate to bring some of these other things up. Affordable Care Act, that was one of the big campaign issues. Some of the stories now says the Republicans have a bill, but it's locked away in a secret room. Nobody can read it. Do you know anything about any of these stories? Have you seen it? Do you know what they're proposing? Or is it locked in a secret room like some of these stories in the last few days have reported? And I'm sure you've seen those too.
Yeah, it's funny you should bring that up because I'm on the committee that supposedly is going to be, as we say, marking up that bill either Wednesday or Thursday. Supposedly. We don't know for sure. I'm on the Energy and Commerce Committee. I don't have access to the bill or whatever it is that they have. For all I know, all it is a discussion draft. But what I have done is I've signed on to a letter with the other Democrats on that committee to make sure that we have 30 days notice. I don't want to have 3 hours notice or maybe even 30 hours notice. If we're going to vote on that in the committee on Wednesday or Thursday, we need to know that, and we need to be able to read the bill. When Obamacare passed, the Affordable Care Act, that was on one of the three committees, the Education and Labor Committee, that was dealing with that. It took months. It took dozens of hearings. We had the bill in the House posted online for weeks for people to be able to read, people around America to be able to read. It was an open process. It was a transparent process. As someone who's a member of that committee, I really resent what we're seeing. Rand Paul, a Republican on the Senate side, as you know, has not been allowed to see what the Republicans apparently are looking at on that committee in the U.S. House. This is really beyond the pale what we're seeing.
Is this just another distraction in Congress? It's like every day there's something new.
Well, it's not a distraction because if we're talking about a bill that they intend will repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, that could potentially have an effect on 20 million people who've gotten health insurance since the Affordable Care Act was adopted, not to mention all the millions of people in America who have a pre-existing condition, for example, who could be denied once again, perhaps, access to health insurance. Or if you're a young person on your parents' health insurance to age 26, that could be affected. Or lifetime caps. There are no limits in the old system to the amount of money that you might have to pay if you have a serious illness. if we're going to go back to the bad old days, and if that bill requires us to go back to the bad old days, and I don't know that because I've been able to see it, then it's not a distraction. It's going to do terrible, terrible damage to the American people, to millions of Americans, and it's going to create tremendous chaos in the insurance market. You know, it's gotten to the point in Washington where Saturday Night Live, you know, regularly makes fun of what's happening and all those comedians and all the rest. But it's really not funny. I mean, this is serious business. And I really hope that the leaders, especially on the Republican side and the president, can come together and can be serious about this. And certainly in this case, make sure that all of us have an opportunity to look at the bill, to analyze the bill before we have to vote on it.
I see you were there for a speech the other night.
I was.
What did you think? Did that change anything, your thinking at all?
Well,
there's a lot of reviews. Obviously, some seem like party line reviews of the speech.
Right. Well, you know, I give him credit for giving a speech that presidents ought to give. And that is, there was nothing insulting in it. You know, he didn't call anybody terrible names or any of that, which was refreshing and which was good. But at the same time, for the most part, it was a campaign speech. He just reiterated many of the things that he's been talking about up to this point. I'm glad he talked about infrastructure, but we have to make sure that we pay for infrastructure properly. We're not going to get four lanes on Highway 30 if something gets passed that essentially provides incentives for companies to come to Iowa, because they're not going to come to Iowa if all it is providing incentives for companies to come, if it provides tax breaks. They're not going to go to rural America, so we have to make sure that it's paid for properly, because we have a lot of infrastructure needs that have to be dealt with here in the state of Iowa.
Anything you want to tell us about Washington, what's going on, or what do you think is coming up when you go back?
Well, I'm going to continue to work on the things that I've been working on with Republicans on a bipartisan basis. I was just on the floor of the House as part of an hour-long series of speeches dealing with transparency issues for community pharmacists to make sure that they can provide prescription drugs, especially generic drugs, to folks in Iowa, especially in rural areas, without getting gouged by the middlemen. They're called PBMs. I was the only Democrat on the floor speaking for that legislation. I'm the main Democratic co-sponsor of that. There were a number of other folks who were there who are Republicans. We've got Democratic support, too. But that's the kind of thing I'm working on, especially for my constituents, the people in my district, especially for rural areas in my district, and working on broadband, working on rural health care, a number of those issues. And I'm working across the aisle. I've got people on the other side of the aisle who are more than happy to work with me and vice versa.
Thanks for the quick stop, Congressman.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Dave.